The Broken Wing. There were 6 young falcons living in a nest, all but one of whom were still unable to fly, when it happened that both the parent birds were shot by hunters in one day. The young brood waited with impatience for their return, but night came and they were left without parents and without food. Grey Eagle, the eldest and the only one whose feathers had become stout enough to enable him to leave the nest, assumed the duties of stilling their cries and providing them with food. But after a short time had passed, he, by an unlucky accident, got one of his wings broken in pouncing on a swan. This was especially unlucky because the season had arrived when they were soon to go south for the winter, and they were only waiting to become a little stronger and a little more agile before setting out on the journey. When Grey Eagle did not return, they decided to go in search of him and found him sorely wounded and unable to fly. "Brothers," he said, "an accident has befallen me. But do not let this prevent your going to a warmer climate. Winter is rapidly approaching, and you cannot remain here. It is better that I alone should die than for all of you to suffer miserably on my account." "No, no," they replied with one voice. "We will not forsake you. We will share your sufferings. We will abandon our journey and take care of you as you did of us before we were able to take care of ourselves. If the climate kills you, it shall kill us. Do you think we can so soon forget your brotherly care, which has surpassed a father's and even a mother's kindness? Whether you live or die, we will share your fate." They sought out a hollow tree, carried the wounded nestmate there, and before the rigors of winter set in, they stored up enough food to carry them through. To make sure it would last, 2 of them went south, leaving the other 3 to feed and protect their older brother. In due time, Grey Eagle recovered from his wound, and he repaid their kindness by giving them instructions in the art of hunting. As spring advanced, they began to venture out of their hiding place and were all successful in getting food to eke out their winter stock, except the youngest, who was called Peepee Jeewee Zanes, or Pigeon Hawk. Being small and foolish, flying hither and yon, he always came back without anything. At last, Grey Eagle spoke to him and demanded the cause of his ill luck. "It's not my smallness or weakness," said Peepee Jeewee Zanes, "that prevents me from bringing home food as well as my brothers. I kill ducks and other birds every time I go out, but just as I get to the woods, a large owl robs me of my prey." "Don't despair, brother," said Grey Eagle. "I now feel my strength perfectly recovered, and I will go out with you tomorrow," for he was the most courageous and warlike of them all. Next day they went forth together, the older brother seating himself near the lake. Peepee Jeewee Zanes started out and soon pounced on a duck. "Well done," thought his brother, who saw his success. But just as he was reaching the woods with his prize, up came a large white owl from a tree where he had been watching and laid claim to it. He had nearly wrested the duck from Peepee Jeewee Zanes when Grey Eagle came up and, fixing his talons in both sides of the owl, flew home with him. The little Pigeon Hawk followed him closely and was overjoyed to think he had brought home something at last. When they had alighted, he flew into the owl's face and wanted to tear out his eyes. "Gently," said the Grey Eagle, "do not be so revengeful. This will be a lesson to him from now on not to steal from anyone who is weaker than himself." So after giving him good advice and telling him what kind of herbs would cure his wounds, they let the owl go. While this was taking place, and before the owl had yet got out of sight, 2 visitors appeared at the hollow tree. These were the 2 nestmates who had just returned from the south after passing the winter there. Thus they were all happily reunited, and each one soon chose a mate and flew off into the woods. Spring had now revisited the north. The cold winds had ceased. The ice had melted, the streams were open, and the forest once again became green.